Cinefine. Roslyn Hyams.
Hello and welcome to this special Cinephile. This week we're looking at Kabuliwood, a film directed by Louis Meunier and starring Afghan actors, some of whom are now living in France in exile.
Ça tourne.
Louis Meunier, thank you very much for speaking to us today.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Louis, can you tell us, first of all, why you chose to make this film, which is about four young people who get together and try to create a new culture centre in Kabul, where all their means of entertainment have been put to rest by the Taliban?
I spent 10 years of my life in Afghanistan. So I first set foot in Afghanistan in 2002, and at that time there was a lot of optimism. People were very optimistic about the future and were speaking about democracy, freedom, development. And there was a group of Afghan artists who were flourishing, dancing, painting, and doing a theater and a cinema. And together we were dreaming of opening a place in Kabul, a cultural center. And I was working with these actors from this French theater, this Afghan theater actually called AFTAB, Théâtre du Soleil, and together we were dreaming of a place, and we were looking for a location to host the project, to accommodate the project. But in the end, stakeholders, financial supporters withdrew, and the project never happened.
This was initially a project between the French theatre company Théâtre du Soleil under Ariane Mouchkin and the AFTAB theatre company in Kabul?
Yeah, more or less, yes. I mean, Ariane Mouchkin and Le Théâtre du Soleil had their own project of opening a place, and this is what prompted my imagination or my will to say, okay, if we cannot do it in reality, let's try to do it symbolically through a film. And this is why we came up with the idea of writing a film whose main roles would be done by the actors of Le Théâtre du Soleil. And so together we came up with this project.
You're known as a documentary maker. There's a documentary feel to this film, Kabuliwood, but you mix documentary, in fact real footage, and the fiction side, the story that you wrote together and the actors who act.
Fiction and reality are strongly intricated into each other. The idea of the film, just like I mentioned, but also the location. So the main location for the film is an old theater that we refurbished throughout the production process, with the idea to make it a real cultural center in the end, after the film, after the shooting. Some actors were not professional actors, but real-life people, like the projectionist. He was playing his own role in the film. Same for other people. We were also shooting sequences in the heart of Kabul, in the heart of the old bazaar, the old market, using all the people, using the crowd to put a lot of life and action into the sequences. I used reality to foster the fiction. And on top of that, my main character is a documentary maker. So we can see him making his own documentary and sharing his own vision of Afghanistan throughout the film. So we have like short glimpses, short extracts, where he's using archive footage, telling the story of Afghanistan.
Louis Meunier, in your film Kabuliwood, you have several scenes that include some children who are playing the local orphans. Who are those children? Are they actors or were they real orphans?
They are actors. There are a lot of orphans in the streets of Kabul, so I wanted to have this component in the film. And to achieve this purpose, I relied on a troupe of would-be comedians. So it's an NGO who is training children to arts and culture. It's called MMCC, Mobile Mini Circus for Children. And these guys deserve a lot of support because they are doing a terrific work in bringing a little bit of hope in the daily life of children who suffer sometimes very, very harshly from the war, from the ongoing conflict. So we have this bunch of 12 kids in the film, and they live in the cinema, and they collect plastic bottles to survive, just like many real orphans do in life in Kabul.
What are the ages of these actors, these child actors?
So by the time of the shooting, they were between 7 and 12 years old.
Have any of them seen the film?
Yes, indeed, and I think they were really, really proud to see their faces on the screen. And I was hoping to do a premiere of the film in Kabul, but it was cancelled several times because of security reasons. But I hope we'll be able to organize such an event soon, you know, bringing all the team, all the crew together, and stepping on the stage together. So this is still to happen soon, hopefully.
There's a remarkable actor in your film who I understand is a real full-time actor on TV. He's used to the screen, and a very local style of acting, who plays the father, Sikandar's father, the chief of police. And he has a very interesting role and is an interesting character.
Yeah, you have a lot of generation gaps and generation conflict in the film. This man is a chief of the police, and he's the father of the main character, and he doesn't have the same stance, the same position on how to protect culture. And he's much more conservative from the outside, but when you get to discover him throughout the film, you see that he's really committed to doing his best to preserve cinema and the cinema heritage. So in the beginning, he seems very rough and very tough and very harsh, but in the end, you discover that he's quite tender, and he's a very, very sweet man. And I also wanted to use his character to reflect the fact that many people are dedicating their life to protecting the country, and these army officers throughout the country who do not earn a lot of money are really on the front line fighting against Taliban, putting their life at stake to keep the country free. And this is something we tend to forget. You know, we hear about bombings, but the country is staying together because we have people on the front line protecting it.
Some of those actors are actually here in France and working with the Théâtre du Soleil now. Some of them aren't. One of them, I understand, is the young woman, the actress who plays Shab. Can you tell us about her? Her role is a very interesting and key one. It also talks a lot about the situation of women in Afghanistan.
Life is very difficult for artists in Afghanistan. You know, like stepping on a stage or playing the guitar is like an act of resistance. You know, you attract the attention of a fundamentalist, and you become a target for all kind of things, bombings and kidnappings. And most of the artists of Afghanistan left, you know, when they have the chance to go abroad, this is what they do. But Roya, so the main actress, decided to stay in Afghanistan, to really fight for a vision of freedom of expression. She decided to stay here, to stay there.
So she's still fighting today?
She's still fighting. She's working in a television series. She's appearing in TV shows. And she's a real... a freedom fighter, and she's a target of daily attacks, daily threats. We had this, we experienced this on the set while we were shooting. There were gunmen threatening us. Our place was riddled with bullets. There were bombings. Part of the team was injured in a bombing. So there were a lot of lots of difficulties. And what we experienced during the set, Shab is facing these kind of things on a daily basis.
What do you retain from this experience personally, as a documentary maker with your first foray into fiction, into a film that in fact pushes the limits of documentary filmmaking?
I would love to explore more this possibility to mix fiction and documentary. I don't want to give up documentary, so I will be making more documentary pieces soon, hopefully. But I'm contemplating doing another fiction based on real events to really carry out a message about certain events.
Would you attempt to make another film in Afghanistan or about Afghanistan?
I spent a big chunk of my life in Afghanistan, 10 years, so I feel the need to explore new locations, new horizons. But I do have some ideas for more documentaries in Afghanistan.
Louis Meunier, thank you very much for speaking to us today about your film Kabuliwood. We wish you all the very best with this film.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's the end of this special cinephile on Kabuliwood, a film released in France at the end of January. Thank you very much for joining me, and until next time, à bientôt.
On est pas bien là, hein?